That's just your first 36 hole in general. I probably don't want to think about 17 your first.
Yeah. It's been solid, very solid. I've hit it really good this week, and my goal going into the week was just to be patient. It's a lot of golf. Four rounds. Tomorrow's 36, so I knew if I shot a couple under par rounds, I'd give myself a chance going into tomorrow. But no, I played pretty solid today. Hit it really well. Hit a lot of fairways, and that's important out here just because the rough is pretty thick. And but it's a short course, shorter than what I'm used to, just being a college golfer and a lot of amateur events. It's a shorter course, so if you're hitting it good, you're going to have a lot of wedges in. And my wedging has been okay. It needs to be better if I want to have a chance to win coming in tomorrow. But no, it's been solid.
How much advantage do you have in two ways as a college golfer? First, you'll have 36 tomorrow, and you're kind of used to that in regular running college tournaments. And second, the fact that it is much shorter.
Yeah. I mean, we play 36 about every event, you know, so I'm used to that. I'm used to the grind. You got to eat, you got to hydrate, you got to do all that stuff that people really don't think about. But I'm prepared for it. And I actually had a 36 hole qualifier on Monday. So it's a lot of golf. And like I said, you just got to be prepared.
Was that a U.S. amateur?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How'd you do and where was it?
It was in Indiana. I didn't play well. Shot two rounds of even, missed by four. So pretty frustrated after that, just given the fact that the U.S. amateur is obviously one of the biggest amateur tournaments. But
and had a nice course.
Yes, definitely. But it was motivating, you know. After I missed the cut on Monday, 36 holes, I drove straight here, got here at like 8:30 at night and got some work in, and then got here about 3 hours before my tee time on yesterday, just to tune some things up, and just gave me some confidence.
Have you played Mistwood before?
It's been a while. It's been like 5 years, but yeah, I played the AJGA event here back, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, so I'm used to the golf course. But
Did they have the same routing then?
No, they didn't. No, it was a different routing. But I mean, I played it, but it's so different when I have totally different lines out there, you know, and I have different clubs in the greens. It's like I almost haven't played it.
Well, you've grown up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But
and you have Western Am next week.
Western Am next week, yes, sir.
Which is a wonderful club.
Yes, I'm excited. So,
there you go. Well, we look forward to seeing what you can do.
Thank you.
Hey, Tommy, how did you, shall we say, come away from the end of the year in Scottsdale? Obviously, you guys made a run to get to the match play, and it seemed like you were, I don't know, were you like the extra guy just in case something happened?
Or, no, I actually was in the lineup.
Or did you get the lineup?
Yeah, I was.
It seemed like there was some shuffling.
Yeah, there. I was actually in the lineup all year, which was fun. And obviously, Nationals was an incredible experience. We made it to match play, lost to Oklahoma in the quarterfinals. But a lot to learn from that. The experience is fun. And, you know, it's just so motivating. And once you're there in match play, competing for a national championship with your brothers, it is so motivating to be back there next year. So,
well, you guys have got a streak going. You got to keep it going.
Yeah, I know, exactly. We got to keep it going, and I think if we stick to what we do at Illinois, then we will have a good chance. So,
have you been on campus at all?
I've been back and forth. I've been traveling a lot for tournaments. I've been on the go a lot. I go when I'm home. I'll drive over there and practice just because the facilities are unbelievable. But
Coach told us something about a $2 million improvement. Are those still going on? Are they done?
No, we got one going right now. We're adding on to our facility. We're putting 3 more hitting bays and a putting lab in there, and can't get much better than that place. We're very blessed to practice there, and definitely don't take it for granted.
Plus, you got Stone Creek too.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Have you walked over there to see the dirt piles or whatever?
I haven't. No, I don't even know if they're allowing us. I should probably ask. I'd love to see it, but I think they're going to do some cool things to that place, and it'll be nice to have a bigger golf course in Champaign. You know, we got the local country clubs, which are great. You know, but for kids who hit it like us, it's, you know, you need a bigger golf. Yeah. Well, yeah, you want a bigger golf course, and I don't know.
It'll be, practice like you're going to play in tournament.
Definitely.
Back in the day, Northwestern played at Wilmette, which was
61 months.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Times have changed.
Definitely.
So are you looking forward to getting back to a more, I hate to use the word normal, but normal schedule this coming year?
Definitely. It'll be very nice. Obviously this past year and a half has been tough, but actually last year our team took the COVID really serious. We did like a bubble, so we didn't see anybody for the whole year. I think at this, as hard as it was good for our team, but it'll definitely be nice to get back and have some normalcy and, you know, just be a college student, you know.
Are you ever in touch with any of the, shall we say, U of I alums that are out there professionally talking to them about their experience at this level?
I'm not really in contact. I'd say the one I am sometimes is DA Points. I'll talk to him here and there, but not really. Obviously, I know Nick and Dylan pretty well. Well, obviously, I was never on the team with them, but, you know, if I see them, we'll chat. But I'm not in close contact with really anyone.